Blog Talk Radio.
Miss P, and you are now in tune. I want to give a big shout out before we bring on our guest this evening to Miss Dawn DePhillips, recommending these two beautiful women to us, Miss Carolyn and Miss Tandy, who we're going to be talking to tonight about, you know, holistic healing and having a different perception and implementing it into our lives, because I'm really, really big on holistic healing myself. So, you know, this is a pleasure and an honor to meet two women that are going really, really into it deeply by, you know, with children, because our kids are the future, as, you know, we always hear everyone say, but it's definitely rare, and this is the first time that I've ever heard of, you know, Reiki being used with children, so this is going to be a learning experience for us all, for all those who want to call in and ask a question while we have these beautiful ladies on air. You can definitely take the time to do so at 818-495-6975. And you will be live with Miss P, Miss Carolyn, and Miss Sandy. I'm not going to talk you guys heads off, because you already know, for those who tune in all the time, that I can just do that, just talk. So we're going to bring the ladies on, and we're going to jump right into it. Again, if you guys want to call or tweet anything, you can tweet at Intune Show, Q-N-E-D-S-H-O-W. It can definitely, you know, go into the chat room, and if you're a little camera shy, you can just, you know, go in anonymously, call in anonymously, whatever it takes to, you know, join the discussion. So let's bring in our guests for the evening, Miss Sandy and Miss Caroline. How are you doing?
Hi, Miss P. Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely.
Can you hear us both?
No, not really. So I know you guys are probably on speaker or something, but if you can get a little bit closer so we can all, you know, hear you guys, that would be awesome.
Oh, would it be better if Sandy called in on her phone too?
No, I can hear you guys much clearer now, so I think we're good.
Okay, great. Awesome. Thanks so much for having us.
So,
I'm Carolyn. I was honored to have this opportunity to come on your show, so thank you for having us. And here's Sandy.
We were so excited. The last 5 minutes waiting to talk to you seemed like the longest 5 minutes. The whole day, until last. I guess where you would like us to start. Do you want us to start with our background? Do you want to,
definitely. So I'm just going to grab a hold of the interview, since we've done over like 300 of these already. And I'm going to ask you guys, you know, questions, and you guys can choose who's going to say what. But being that we have two of you guys on, I definitely want you guys to say, this is Miss Carol, this is Miss, you know, so people can differentiate the two, if that's cool.
That's fine with us.
Okay, absolutely. So I don't know who wants to start, but I definitely want to hear a little bit about, you know, growing up.
About growing up?
Yeah, about, you know, as in childhood, you know, did you always want to go into healing and helping people?
Oh,
I mean, you know, that type of thing. I wanted to be a singer, a rocker, you know, when I was growing up. So is there anything you got, you know, what was the first thing that you wanted to do?
Well, I think I probably wanted to be everything when I was younger. This is Miss Sandy, by the way. But it's funny because when I was thinking about sharing some background, I think one of the things that came up for me was that I've always been somebody who really likes to watch other people, and I was fascinated by what gave certain people more resiliency than others, certain kids more resiliency. So I think I've always been inclined to be curious about those things and to read stories about those types of things. I ended up being a nurse later in life, but that certainly wasn't how I started out. But I think in terms of leading toward the Reiki background, it was always this almost spiritual curiosity, and it led me to study spirituality in the 1980s and to actually, you know, then get into some meditation and to actually study spiritual counseling and do some retreat work. So I've always had that kind of bent going up. And what happened is I went through a divorce in 1988, and then it was kind of a whole big long story how I got into nursing. became a nurse. That could take a 35 minutes right there. Anyway, I got into nursing and became interested in holistic health because, again, that whole question of resiliency. Nurses see suffering, you know, up front, especially in a cancer hospital where we both work. And again, I can speak for myself initially. You really wanted to know what tools help people build resiliency and cope and get through things more than other people can. And I heard about Reiki and ended up taking a first Reiki course. I was curious again. It was this pattern of curiosity throughout my life, and I was kind of blown away because my first Reiki class and my first Reiki experience really induced such a state of relaxation. It was like being in a meditative state almost, only very easily with this very light touch. So I've been involved in Reiki since 1997 when I took that first course and continued to study, and eventually just knew that I had to pass this on because if you can give this to other people so that they can do self-treatments and to pass it on to their family members and help them, it just seemed like the greatest thing I could do. So I just want to share this, and I'll get over to Carolyn. I became a Reiki master, just coincidentally, on August 11th, 2001. So it was exactly 1 month before the events of 9/11. And that just really, those events really solidified that, wow, I'm really supposed to do this, and this is maybe just something small for people, but it was my way of giving back and trying to be at least a healing force or a healing presence in the midst of such turmoil, and it just furthered my commitment to really wanting to be involved in this type of work in addition to anything else I've done in my life. This is my real passion. Okay, we're going to let Carolyn talk.
So my childhood, Miss Carolyn, sorry. I wanted to be an interior decorator. but I guess more as I grew up, even my father pointed out to me, he said, you have such a big heart, you're always doing things for people, you should be a nurse. And I kind of threw me for a loop because I didn't really have confidence that I could do it or anything like that, but I looked into it and I really enjoyed it. So I went to nursing school, and our senior year we had to write a thesis, and I just randomly picked it had to be on a nursing theorist, and I randomly picked this woman who believed in the mind-body-spirit connection and how if any of those pieces are out of sync, it's called dis-ease and disease. So it kind of turned on a passion in me for really incorporating that into my nursing practice because I just didn't want to give someone a pill, here, take your Tylenol because you had a headache. I wanted to kind of get under why they had the headache. Are they dehydrated? Are they stressed? Are they, you know, more encompassing? So after nursing school, I went to, I kind of just had this hunger for, okay, what else? So I studied massage and holistic medicine at a school in Long Island, and I learned how diet plays in. And then I learned massage, and then I wanted more, and I met Miss Sandy at work, and she had this tool of Reiki, and I chose her to be my Reiki master to train me. And 6 years later, I had my nephews, and the impact that it was having on them, just holding them, I said, I really want to pass this on to you. I think the world needs Reiki. So, and I also do, I'm also a life coach, so I'm hoping that we can incorporate that in with the kids too, just some strong coaching skills and stuff like that. But so it's kind of a brief path.
Yes. Awesome.
I'm sorry,
go ahead.
Yes, I'm sorry. It's really interesting because I think when you meet somebody, you just know when they're a good match for collaboration and we share the same kind of vision and passion about things, and we certainly share that passion in wanting to reach people at a younger age. So I'll let you ask some questions now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm really, like, in love with you guys already because of the simple fact that, you know, it's not like, hey, I woke up today and this is what I want to do. It's like you already were, you know, living that life of helping people and helping rejuvenate people and things of that nature. So there's a lot of people that will listen or that is tuned in right now that really probably don't know what Reiki is. So do someone want to kind of give us a little bit about what it is and the, you know, significance of it?
Okay, this is Sandy, and I'll do my best because Reiki is, it's always said that it's easier to give a Reiki treatment and receive one than it is to explain it. When I first learned Reiki in 1997, it was the typical thing that this is a vibrational energy and it's a healing energy. I actually, after practicing it for the past 16 years, have found it to be even more profound, and it's very difficult to explain. It's a light touch. Healing art. You can even do it a few inches above the body as well for anybody who's uncomfortable with touch. But most people like to be gently touched. And, you know, we don't even have enough loving touch in our society for many reasons, some of them valid and some of them because of the lifestyle that we lead. But so it's a very gentle, loving touch. And the best way to say it is that it induces relaxation response. And that relaxation response, in turn, is very healing for the body. We are not doing anything, or if you're giving a self-treatment, you're really just putting yourself in the presence of this and making yourself conscious of being in this kind of more meditative state. And it happens very easily. It gets activated when you take the class. There's a little attunement that we do. But the bottom line is that we don't do anything, it's non-invasive, it doesn't do any harm despite anything anybody has ever said. There's no harm involved at all with Reiki. It helps in a body, a mind, a spirit. I mean, we hear things like, oh, I just feel clearer. Well, maybe now I know what the next step is that I should do. It's not diagnosing, it's not telling anybody what to do, but it's helping them to either cope with the treatment or to be clearer about what decisions they might want to make, or just even to be relaxed from a stress state, because when we're in a stress state, we can't be in a healing state. Those two things work in opposition to each other. So it just allows your body to work for its optimum health. You never make any guarantees that anything is going to be cured. You're just trying to help somebody balance. And we don't even realize how unbalanced we are these days. And, again, that translates to wanting to give tools to our children who can be less anxious and have a feeling of empowerment because they have this tool that they can use when they're stressed. Maybe Carolyn would like to add something?
I think you did a great job on that. But me. I think she said it beautifully. There's nothing else that I'd add.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So is there, like, a such thing as, you know, too much Reiki?
Oh, yeah. No, there's no such thing as too much Reiki. Yeah. Because basically, when we put our hands on the person, the Reiki knows where to go. And kind of we get kind of a feeling like that. I mean, they have a time. They get it over an hour or whatever. But even if you just put your hands on for 10, 15 minutes, it's just soothing. There's no overdose. There's no, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And can you can people like incorporate Reiki in addition to other treatments that they're having done at the same time, or is it something that you have to do in session
no.
and do nothing else? Mm-hmm.
No, it's perfect. In fact, one of the reasons that Carolyn and I became also interested in doing it is because we work at a major cancer institute where people are having all of, you know, challenging treatments. And being able, we weren't able to do it officially at work, but, you know, it I think, stirred our desire to be able to help people cope with these treatments so it doesn't interfere with medical treatments. There are people who also combine Reiki with other alternative practices, so acupuncture and different things. So it doesn't interfere with anything. It probably augments it, you know, at least that's been our experience, that it's been helpful thing. And you can use it amazingly on pets, on babies. we Reiki our plants. So, you know.
Yeah. So I tweeted. So sorry to cut you off. I just tweeted, how much does it cost? So you ladies, you do practice in NYC.
We practice in both places. Carolyn lives in Manhattan, and I live in Floral Park, and we do classes in both locations, and we sometimes will travel, too. And we also, I have a treatment area in my home, and Carolyn has a treatment area here. A typical Reiki treatment costs about the same as massage, so it depends on the area. I'm just being for people who are in different areas. I have one client who has limited resources, so I try to work with her, and she feels comfortable just doing a half an hour treatment. So I would say it varies from person to person. I typically charge about $80 for a treatment. I know some people do more, some people do less. So for my clients, you know, I just give her a shorter treatment for less because she feels comfortable with that. And, you know, we try to do packages for students and, you know, you want to give this gift. You want to, at the same time, be respectful of your time, but you also do want to try to work with people who need the gift of Reiki or the tool of Reiki, and maybe for one reason or another are not able to completely afford it. So we try to do some community things as well as private treatments and classes.
Yeah, I think it's awesome because, you know, I don't like when we have people on the show and people want to know pricing because I don't think that that's really cool because everyone has a certain, you know, situation, you know. So I think that not only just for the treatment but based off of, I guess, the person's situation as well, you know, is what the prices may or may not be, you know. That's how I feel about it. So you never know, you know, if you're just going in for, like, one area of the body, like you said, then, you know, it varies. So if you guys are interested, I'm definitely going to have them give their info, and that way you guys can have a consult because that's the name of the game. And, you know, ask those questions there. You know, and usually, guys, I don't even ask those type of questions on air because I just really feel like, you know, that's something that should be in an intimate setting. I don't know what even got into me. But definitely check them out on their website, and we're going to give you all that information before it's all said and done. So the next question that was just tweeted to us is, you know, can you lose the Reiki energy?
Can you repeat that? Can you lose the Reiki energy, did you say?
Yeah, can you lose it?
No. Once you're attuned to give Reiki to somebody, then you never lose it. And then, but if they were referring to, like, being treated on a table by one of us, the Reiki typically lasts about 3 days. So you're feeling the effects of the Reiki for probably about 3 days, and then it kind of wears off, and then you need more Reiki.
Okay. So is there, like, some type of set number that a person should be, you know, getting treatment in terms of, like, someone who's just brand new, like myself, who's never had the treatment done? Is it, like, colonic? Where you have to three times every week. How does that work?
Well, it really is very individual. I know that Carolyn kind of works the same way that I do. First of all, we want somebody who's never had a treatment to experience it, and then you come to a joint decision. Some people just really want one treatment. They just want to experience what it is. We say typically for a chronic situation that you usually need to do more treatments, and it is kind of cumulative. Some people, I had one lady, this is very unusual, who I was working at a street fair, and I just did her wrist for 15 minutes, and she called me and told me it's still not bothering her. So, but I think that must have been her, again, her own body was ready for some type of, you know, change that worked for her. Typically, I would say, I always tell people, and this is not a selling point, it just seems to be the pattern, that if something hasn't made any difference after 3 treatments at all, then maybe this isn't the modality. If it's starting to be effective, I always say, you know, let's try 6 treatments, let's try to do a package. And again, this is very respectful of each individual's situation and time frame. But typically, if it's a chronic situation, it takes a little longer for it to have full effect. And then maybe once in a while, a tune-up. And, you know, some people just come back every 6 months or something like that. But I always say have your treatment and then have a joint discussion about what seems like a reasonable schedule or if they want to wait and think about it. We are very much not into pressure because that's not what Reiki is about.
Because you know how adults can be, like myself included, stubborn, you know. But as far as, like, children, I was really fascinated by the fact that guys are actually, you know, treating children. So can you tell us a little bit about the benefits of, you know, children getting this treatment?
Absolutely. Well, I'll start with how I really saw the effects on children was when I had my nephew, probably 2 years ago, was very, very colicky. And just nothing soothed him. And I would go up and visit, and my brother would hand me Connor, and he was out cold. Like, he fell right asleep in my arms, and they just stared at me going, what are you doing to, you know, what are you doing to him that's making him so calm and so happy? So I told them, and it took them, like, a couple of times to kind of see. It would, like, oh, it's fine, give him the Carolyn. And then they grew to see what the effects it had on him. So I that kind of got me excited that, you know, well, and then I also I had friends, my friends' kids, they were just so curious about it. They're like, you know, they're like, what are you doing with your hands? And they wanted to learn too. They wanted to see what it was all about. So kind of where I came from with that.
And what was
going on?
We did that.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say we really just came together recently to decide that we talked a lot about it, but we had two mothers that we had as students, adult students, who had two children who wanted to learn, and we had been tossing this around and deciding how we would do classes, and they kept saying, "Could you hurry up?" So we did our first. So this is a new venture. We started our own Kids Love Reiki too. There are other people. This isn't uncommon. I know you mentioned that you hadn't seen it, but there are other people out there teaching Reiki, and we did a little research on that as well to help us. But anyway, we did our first class on May 5th, and it was so rewarding because the kids didn't want to leave the class. And one little girl went out, and she said to her mom, "Can you sign us up for the next one?" You know, so and we got this beautiful feedback that one little girl, she said, "Mom," emailed us and said, "I haven't seen this kind of confidence in her in a long time, and she gets very anxious, and she just is so much more willing to try things." And another one didn't really do anything for a while, and then she was at a party, and she just asked her mom, "Can I go help this lady who fell down?" And she was raking the person's knee, and, you know, we are seeing that it just gives the kids a sense of having something to offer. And we teach them during the class that if they're feeling anxious or if they're having some test anxiety, they don't have to make a big deal about how they do it, but they can put their hands very quietly on their body and just remember that they have this tool to calm them and to bring them back to their center. So Carolyn and I are beyond excited about being able to offer this to children because both of us, I have 9 grandchildren and multiple young friends, and you know, I raised 3 children myself, and we see so much stress today for parents and children. So this is a tool that not only ends up helping the children, it helps the parents as well. And I think it's good for ADD. It's good for anxious children, children maybe who've been bullied. Let me add I'm like you, I can keep talking, so I'm going to hand it back to Carolyn.
Did you have another question?
Yeah, I wanted to, you guys, just because, you know, I do want to focus a little bit on your site.
The phone broke up. Are you still there? Hello? We're going to call back in, okay?